Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And now, Rochelle, was this morning's decision to remove the tampon tax expected?
Yeah, we were kind of hoping that it would go our way, considering that we did have Labor's and Greens support for the last, or Greens for forever, but Labor's support sort of 6 months ago, and we had Scott Morrison come out about 2 months ago and say that Liberal would also be supporting it. So today would have been, I would have been surprised if it didn't come with the outcome that we have now.
Can you tell us a little bit about the long campaign that Share the Dignity and other organisations have had involved in trying to have this tax removed?
Yeah, look, 18 years ago, this ridiculous and archaic sexist tax was brought in. So for us to see it come to fruition today and for it to be finished is great. But earlier this year, I met with Malcolm Turnbull and I asked him if he thought it was fair that taxing our tampons. And he said that he'd had no enthusiasm from any of the states and no enthusiasm from the people of Australia. So it was there that we set about getting a federal petition signed. We needed 100,000 people to sign that petition in 30 days, in which we ended up with 104,000 people, which is now Australia's most online signed petition. From there, we just started campaigning and hooked up very early with the Greens. And then the Labor Party came on board. So it was just a matter of speaking to as many people as we could and people uniting. Like, women all over Australia were outraged at this, but they were also really tired from all of the other efforts and signatures that they'd had to do for years. So, yeah, we're really excited that this is the outcome.
Well, the decision is not due to come into effect until January 1st next year. For many of the homeless women that Share the Dignity work with, this means that they'll continue to struggle to afford basic sanitary products. How does Share the Dignity plan to support these women going forward?
So we do collections in April and August where we ask everybody in Australia to dig deep, buy one packet of pads or tampons and put them in our collection box. To date, we've collected 1.5 million packets of pads and tampons, which we've then distributed through to our 3,500 charities that we work with around Australia, who are the frontline workers who work with the women who fled domestic violence. They work with those that are experiencing homelessness and our drought-stricken farming communities. The problem is so much greater than I ever imagined, but making sure that they have access to sanitary items is the role of Share the Dignity. So, hopefully now that this tax is removed, that people will be able to afford them, that they will also donate more. So that we can help fix the problem that is here in Australia to end period poverty.
And where are the donation locations?
So in April and August, there are thousands of collection points around Australia. We are just about to go into our Christmas appeal, which is called It's in the Bag. It's where you fill a handbag with life necessities, light sanitary items, shampoos, conditioner, toothbrush, toothpaste, all of those things that we all just take for granted. But for somebody with nothing, those basic human rights, a treasure, and we get them out to charities around Australia. So if you head to our website at www.sharethedignity.com.au, our collection point for that, which that campaign runs from the 16th of November to the 2nd of December, we then ensure that every woman spending Christmas in a domestic violence shelter or experiencing homelessness receives a gift of dignity.
Well, that sounds like a very, very fantastic campaign. Speaking, going back to the tampon tax being abolished, what does this mean for Australian women and their access to sanitary products?
Yeah, I think, I really believe that it's really a historical moment today. Like, it's about equality and it's about the fact that women should have access to sanitary items. It's a human right. So taking this tax off shows us dignity and respect in itself.
It's really good that this tax is finally gone. Rochelle, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
That was Rochelle.